Okay, so I recorded a video where I was talking about discipline and how my struggles with discipline are different than other folks that I know. And I realized after I was done with that and it posted that I didn't spend a lot of time talking about things that I do to try and manage that and things that might help you as you're trying to deal with discipline. And I think of this as manufacturing discipline. Things that you can do to help yourself accomplish the goals that you're trying to get to, a thing which takes consistency and sitting down and actually doing the work you want to do. And that decision to sit down, that decision to structure your life in a way so that you can get the thing done, maybe that's extra or beyond discipline, whereas discipline would just be like at 3 o'clock every day, I brush my teeth or whatever, go to the gym. Regardless, come hell or high water, it's difficult to live in that life, especially when you have kids and work and other responsibilities. So what are some things that I do to help with that? Now, keep in mind that I am a very process-oriented person. Some people might call this a result of having been in the army, but one of the things that I learned that was really drilled into us was backwards planning. And this really gets down to project management because that's what I do in my day job now as well. You know, you have a thing you want to accomplish. You know, it needs to happen either, like, say, it needs to be finished or delivered on this date. You need to back up from that time and figure out all the steps it's going to take to get that done. Now, that could be all the way as far as finishing the project, but what a lot of people don't talk about is that each step along the way requires its own bit of backwards planning. So you can know that, writing a book is going to take you have an hour a day to devote to this. The best time of day for you is the morning for me. And so if I'm going to get up at, say, I actually wake up at 5 a.m. when my alarm goes off, I need a little while to wake up. So I'm actually out of bed at 5:10. By 5:30, that's when I'm out in the office working. So I want to do everything to make that as smooth as possible. I don't want to try to be figuring out things in those 15 minutes that I have to get up, make coffee, in our case, feed the animals, do what I need to do to come outside and actually, butt in chair, hands on keyboard. And also, just being able to get up takes a little bit of pre-planning for me anyway. Like I was going through some medical issues probably about a year ago. I had sleep apnea really bad, which made it very hard for me to wake up. And because it was sleep apnea, I didn't know that I had sleep apnea because you're snoring while you're asleep, and unless someone tells you, you don't know. So thinking through all the steps it's going to take to get to where you want to be within that timeline. And for me, I have to back up even to the day before. So I know that if I want to get up at 5 a.m., I need to go to bed by 10 p.m. If I want to go to bed by 10 p.m., I really should stop eating around 6 p.m. because either eating or say I was to have a drink or a beer, that makes me stay up. Like stay awake longer. I also don't sleep well if I've eaten before that like close to going to bed, it which makes it harder to get up because I'm more tired. And then, certain decisions will definitely affect being able to do that. And those decisions seem to happen at certain times of the day. So as an example, like I'm getting ready to get off work. I start thinking about like, and this might be related to like a blood sugar drop or something like that, but it gets to be 4 o'clock. I'm getting ready to go home. I start thinking like, boy, it would sure be nice to have a beer when I got home. What are all the things that I want from that? We could talk about, there's a lot that goes into that, but ultimately it can come down to state change. Like I want to change something about the way that I feel. And there's also all of the memory pieces that go into that from, going to the fridge, reaching in, pulling out, you know, in this case, a can of beer, opening it. The feeling when, you know, you kind of feel your mind start to change when you relax. If you haven't thought about these things when it comes to alcohol, I would recommend you think about them because a lot of times the things that people are wanting from something like alcohol are really could be accomplished through other means, like say exercise or hanging out with family or playing an instrument. But I know that if I make that decision and at 5 o'clock I have a beer, I have a hard time not having another beer and then another beer. And often because I don't keep beer around, like I'll have to go and buy a six pack. And then if you have a six pack, it's like, well, that is the perfectly designed amount to make you want to, you know, have more. And I will have a very hard time getting to sleep if I do that. And then if I, like I was saying, if I don't sleep well, I can't get up. I also can't think well in the morning because my brain will be in a fog. And so for me, I just know that I shouldn't do that. But that's a decision point. And think about those decision points in your day where, and there may only be, you know, two or three of them, where if you do that thing, it's going to affect your ability, maybe even 10 hours later, to accomplish your goal. And so the next point for me is, you know, typically we have dinner, we do our best to get our daughter to bed, like by 8 is her bedtime. Then we have about an hour, hour and a half to watch TV and spend time together, and then it's time to go to bed. Well, typically the way that plays out is the show ends at 9:30. My wife will get up because she kind of has a longer nighttime routine than I do. And if I reach over and don't turn off the TV and instead start surfing YouTube, I'm going to stay up later. Either surfing YouTube or reading my phone or getting back on the computer, like I will stay up later. And if I stay up later, I will not be able to get up and do the work that I want to do the next day. So that is a decision point. And the weird thing is I can sit there and feel the impulse to reach over and get and pick up the remote. And all these thoughts will be going through my mind, like, well, you deserve to relax. You know, in the last video, I talked about that sort of that slide into relaxation, right? And how difficult it can be to avoid that slide. And so, yeah, sure, you deserve to relax. You deserve some time to yourself. You're an introvert. You need time to decompress and be with your thoughts. And those things are true. I do like to have that time, but I also feel that decision, and it's really interesting to me that I know at this point I feel better if I get up and do the things that I need to do. Like another piece is preparing for the next morning. Like I make get the coffee all ready to go. We have a coffee station, so I'll clean everything out. We have a coffee grinder because we're coffee snobs like that. And so I will grind the coffee the night before because otherwise it's going to be 30 minutes of a very loud noise in the morning that could wake up my daughter. And if she gets up, all bets are off. Like I'm not going to get anything done in the morning because I'll be entertaining her, which is fine. I am very lucky to have that. But I know that because I've been through it. It's like Groundhog's Day. You watch the same thing happen over and over and over again. And do your best to make changes. And I think, you know, in thinking about discipline, to me, that also is it's that moment of feeling the push to do something. And this could be going down a whole nother rabbit hole, but there are so many of these little bits of programming in our lives that we don't realize are there, like taking your phone out of your pocket when you're bored and opening up social media, or even if you put something on social media, feeling the urge to look at the notifications. Even if you're using a social media that supposedly doesn't have that, like Mastodon, it still has little, you know, notifications of how many people liked your thing or shared your thing or responded to your thing. Even YouTube does it. And that creates this urge, this feedback loop in your mind that will get in the way of other stuff you might have wanted to do. And you could be in the midst of that loop and won't even realize that you were doing it. So sitting on the couch, my wife gets up, the remote is right there. That's a loop, and I have to break the loop. So I do my best to do that. And so thinking about where those steps are throughout the day is really going to help you manufacture getting where you want to be. So the other things that I do when I sit down at the computer, because I have my computer, I've gone through a lot of different variations of how my workspace is set up. I have gone through different operating systems. I mean, I use Mac, Linux, and currently Windows 11. I'm using Windows 11 mostly for gaming, and then also some video things work a little better for me. Like, there definitely are ways to figure out how to do that in Linux, and I probably could set up my MacBook out here in my office, but I just prefer not to do that. I have a nice screen and whatnot. But as soon as you sit down at the computer, there will be distractions there. So the night before, I will set up the Word document so it's all ready to go. It's right at the place where it's time to start writing. The paragraph is right there. And I don't open any browsers. I try to keep all distractions to a minimum. And even doing these videos for me, like, part of that is jumping right into doing something that is thinking about writing so that I'm not just mindlessly surfing the internet. Because quite often, if I was to sit down at the computer, which is sort of the action of getting to where I want to be, but then instead of going right to Word and writing, for whatever reason, I read my email or I check some other sort of input. What I'm doing is giving another source permission to infect my state of mind. And that absolutely gets in the way of me accomplishing my goal. State of mind is also vital for me to getting where I want to be. And if I read something that makes me mad, or I read something that intrigues me, and now it's time to go down a rabbit hole researching this thing, that's going to take away from what I really wanted to do, was sit down and get some work done. And while it can be very gratifying to learn something I didn't know before, I want to be the person who can look back a month from now and say that I wrote, 40,000 words. That's the person I would like to be. So while I don't want to be too much worried about the future, I'm trying to be here now. I do like the act of writing, and I like the act of writing sentences and building a story and seeing that story to come together, seeing my characters respond to a situation that I've created, making that situation and response as interesting as I can. That's something I find really gratifying, and I would like to finish those stories. So keeping the browser closed, keeping everything on your computer as focused as possible. If I like to listen to music, so the other thing I'll do is I use a standalone music player. I don't use YouTube Music or Spotify because that also is a distraction for me that leads me down a rabbit hole. So I use Plex in this case. So Plex is already open. I already have playlists, and I don't know that this is working specifically, but it psychologically, I know there is something there where oftentimes I will have the same playlist, I will listen to the same music, the same kind of startup music to get myself started and going. And then once I've written for a while, I might change it up. But when I first sit down and I first start writing, I listen to the same music. So all I have to do is click once and things get going. Same thing when it comes to video. I'm working on everything being as ready to go as I can make it. So I've been doing a lot of futzing with cameras and lighting and whatnot. All of that is now pretty much ready to go. I can just sit down, turn on the camera or place the camera, turn on the lighting, hit record, and I don't have to do much of anything to just get going with that. And then once the video is created, same point of fact, I have a workflow where I can just quickly take that video, drop it into DaVinci Resolve, do the little bit of adjusting that I do because I'm not a video editor, and boom, I can upload it. And so all of that takes very little time. There's very little resistance between those steps to get that thing done. And putting thought into that is what, for me, helps me get to the goal of where I want to be. And so the last thing I want to say about manufacturing discipline is that you will slip. That is a fact. You will. And so don't beat yourself up when you do slip. I'm in a time in my life where it feels like If I don't do something for a day, I turn around and a week has gone by. And like I said, the person I would like to be is the one who has written every day to accomplish a thing at the end of that time. Because I've gone through a long period where I was not doing that and I didn't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it. That's not the person I want to be. And this is another thing from James Clear's Atomic Habits, but think in statements of who you are. Like, I am not trying to be a writer. I am a writer. And these are the things a writer does to get their work done. You know, I am a person who plays guitar. I am a person who creates art. I am an artist. I am a guitarist. Internalize those things. And then when you're doing the work of doing that thing, like a carpenter wouldn't say they're thinking about making a table. They make tables, right? So you may, you know, think about that, internalize that, recognize that you may slip because life gets in the way, and we all have a lot. We're not hermits in caves. Life is going to inflict itself on you in some way. You could be by yourself in your apartment, you know, living like a monk, and there'll still be a water main break, and you'll have to go outside, or the power will go out, or something will happen and get in the way. And the best metaphor I can think of right now is my daughter is currently taking drum lessons, and I love watching her sit down. And as the teacher works with her, like the first 10 minutes of the session is always her kind of all over the place, just trying to get her mind right, you know, to this is where I am, this is what I'm doing, I'm reading music, I'm playing the drums. And then there'll be a point where they play a song together, and the song is Yellow by Coldplay, which I used to like that song. I came around on not liking that song very much. Now I've come back to liking the song because it's the song that my daughter has learned to play on the drums. But as she's playing it, she's still learning rhythm, right? So she'll be playing and she'll inevitably get off beat. And you can feel it because the instructor is also there. So it's not like you're with a band and everybody starts messing up at the same time. Like the instructor is holding the beat. And so she has to come back to the beat. She has to realize that she was off the beat and she comes back. And then she's playing and then she'll get off and she comes back. And while she's off, there's, you know, you hear it, the discrepancy in the beats or in how they're playing, right? But then she comes back and she holds it. And every time she holds it a little longer until they reach the end of the song. And that is just one of the most gratifying things for me right now to watch her. See, it's one thing to do a thing. It's to me, it's a next level to recognize you're making a mistake or recognizing you're not on the path to get where you need to be and adjusting back, because life is all about adjusting back. You will be adjusting back over and over and over again. And anyone who acts like they're on the path for their entire lives maybe you're not living a rounded life. I'll just say that. Like, to me, I do think it's important to have friends, and you know, family is a whole other thing. Like, sometimes you don't get to have family. Sometimes it's very hard to make friends, but having people in your life, having other things in your life, maybe it's an animal, being outside in the world is important to me. But those are things that also take away from maybe your personal goals. And so finding a way to balance that is part of the work of being a creative in the world. In my case, being a writer in the world. And so if you get off track, adjust back, right? So that's why I manufacture discipline. And it is a practice. It is an ongoing thing that I have to do over and over and over again. And I'll probably mention some other things that I do in the future. One big one is just communicating with other writers. I am part of a couple writers groups now, people that are on the same wavelength as me and the type of work I'm doing and the type of business that I do. And they help hold me accountable. They also really understand, you know, the obstacles that come up. And also, when I get past one of those obstacles, those are people I can share that with, that it's really meaningful, because they know what I'm going through. And also, it's I can't BS them, right? They know. So that's one way to really help keep yourself accountable. And accountability could be a whole other topic. But if you have ways that you know, manufacture discipline in your life, I'd love to hear about it. And it could really help people to share that. But this is how I do it. And I'm always looking for other ways that make it easier because, like I said, it's an ongoing process and everything is changing all the time, right? So, all right. Hey, thanks for hanging out. I'm gonna get to work and I'll talk to you next time. Later.